Hey guys, what's up? Thanks for tuning in to the Podcasting Dead. I am your host, The Fallen Fett. And unfortunately, El Sinestro did not join us any of this season. I'm probably going to fire him.
Yeah, he's gone.
Maybe put his head on a pike. But definitely. Joining me is the one and only Darth Moocher.
What's up?
Thanks for filling in so much and everything. And we'll have Evil Diva here again later. For those of you who's still listening to us, and there's a few out there, thank you very much.
Yeah.
We had to do it off this time, but we're still bringing you the content.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. Thank you so much, Marco, for always showing up
You're welcome.
We can do this and handle it. But we're already at the mid-season. I mean, we're here in December.
Mm-hmm.
This happened a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still going to talk about it. Yep. It was still good.
Yep.
I enjoyed it a lot.
It was a good episode.
Mm.
It didn't have that mid-season punch in the face, but it did. I don't think it needs it all the time. I think
that's exactly how I felt.
Dead has done this before, where it was kind of we're always expecting, okay, like that's that. Who's gonna die? What's gonna happen? What's gonna be the big thing? Now, what didn't happen, which I was trying to predict, and when we get into the episode, we'll see. I thought this was gonna be the start of the Whisper War.
Correct.
And then all of next the half was going to be the Whisper War. But
they're
slowly bringing it in.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like me thinking that this season is going to wrap up with the Whisper War. It really is going to wrap it up in a few episodes. I think we still have, when we come back, a few episodes of more marination, more of the danger stuff, and then it's going to, break off.
And it was good, like you said, a little bit lackluster, but they're setting it up.
Yeah. I mean, on the edge of my seat watching it,
Oh yeah, the whole time. I mean, we did get left with what's gonna happen to our team moment.
Yeah.
I mean, they still gave us that, but it wasn't a wow
right.
or oh my god, this person died. Instead we had our death before.
Right. Which is well deserved.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the whole playing out of this whole last episode, it was good. I can see the setup. I liked it. I enjoyed it. But not only that, but we got a lot of answers.
Yeah.
So that's what was awesome. A major answer was right from the beginning is how we said, how in the heck did they not know that he was a spy or that Lydia was on it?
Yeah.
So we open up to the Pikes. And this was season 10, episode 8. And it was, what did I say? I was just said it right now. The
world
before.
Yeah.
Right. And we open up to him and Alpha, who are at the Pikes.
Yes.
And this is basically probably after the barn, because she said you did such a good job
exactly.
at the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And she's crediting him, and she says, you're so new, but I don't care about that. My daughter doesn't know you.
Yeah.
It may sound cheesy how we're saying it, but it wasn't cheesy.
Right.
We had to have the answer.
Yes.
And what happened. Yep. And it was a whole setup to basically how he infiltrated our camp.
Mm-hmm.
And what was going on. But again, it just shows you how much influence Alpha has.
Yeah, because he was like honored and like taken back. Like, you're choosing me to do this, you know, and still focused. Because with Dante is his name, with his whole thing being infiltrated, and we saw it before with the whispers that they come across the group, and just like Gamma, right, knows that Lydia's alive, and the betrayal of Alpha and all stuff, how she switched. Well, Dante knows all the stuff, so Lydia doesn't know him and all this stuff, but he's still seeing how the community functions, still executed the orders that he was given.
Right.
He was still there sabotaging the water. He was still there, he killed Sadiq. He was there infiltrating, helping these people as a doctor. So that brainwashing didn't get erased by seeing the community. You know what I mean? So not every whisper can be turned. That's what I'm thinking.
And I think that's a great point. That's exactly what I was trying to say about her influence and everything.
I mean, look at Beta. He knows all that stuff, and he's still with it.
To help as a doctor,
mm-hmm.
he must have known something. This was a bright dude.
Yeah.
You're seeing what's going on in Alexandria as a spy.
Yeah.
That didn't even change your mind. That
no.
didn't even
He's helping these people. You get a connected. You get connection with them, right?
Right.
No, he was focused, and like I said, he's executing Alpha's plan exactly the way she wants it. And he could have just stayed and lived amongst them and just kind of just like, look, screw the whispers, I'm here now. And he could have.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
No, and he went full blown.
Yeah.
We get all the answers that we knew.
Yeah.
The water, he did flip that one, which I had called out.
Yeah.
We said we didn't know for sure.
Yeah.
He flipped the handle. He did that. He was killing people, even killed the old lady.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, that was, man.
Yeah. I mean, it was just all him. He was the one tagging Silence the Whisperers.
Yes.
So to just rile everybody up.
Yeah, he was making the divide.
Yeah.
He was all behind the whole thing.
He was sending messages through a...
like a sardine can or a tobacco can.
I thought it was the mint one. What are those?
Oh, yeah.
Altoids. Thank you.
Altoid
mint
can.
That's
yeah.
what I saw. Or
yeah.
like you said, sardine.
Yeah.
Little tiny notes and giving them the information, put it in a tree.
Yeah. Little montage. That little montage of him doing that, sending
yeah.
the... everything just became clear to us, right?
Correct,
as we're watching,
right.
we're like, oh, my God.
But it also opened me up to who else is out there.
Yeah.
If he basically,
how many more spies?
Right. Because if he was at Alexandria...
Mm-hmm.
Well, does she have one at Hilltop?
Mm-hmm.
Does she have one at Oceanside?
Yeah.
I kind of think we're going to see that. As much as people say, oh, that's pushing a little too much, but you've got to think of how maniacal she is
yeah.
to do that. He's thinking this was one place.
Right.
And he did his job there.
Yeah.
And if you look at what happened at Alexandria and you look at Hilltop yeah. and Oceanside, the same thing's happening.
Right.
So I'm thinking there probably is.
She probably planted...
Correct.
Seeds in each, I mean, that is the smart way to do it.
Right. And which, again, is even more for the war
yeah.
that is about to come.
Yeah. She's breaking them down systematically and then
yeah.
overrunning them.
Because now we get all this recall and then we get Rosita, Mama Rosita.
yeah.
And she's trying to get a booty call in the middle. I mean, she went to go check on him.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, and he opens up. This is the only thing I still didn't get. Why does he keep playing the gay card? Is he that too much out there, or was he really gay and we're just supposed to pick that up?
Dante?
Yeah, we said it from the beginning.
Yeah.
Remember he always,
yeah.
we were like, is he going to be gay?
Right,
is that
right,
what the
right.
whole thing was? Because he makes those jokes,
yeah.
or did he just not know how to function? But now that he was dead and she says, oh, where is he? He said, oh, he had to go to Hilltop, so-and-so was sick.
Right.
Sorry. And then she said, what are you doing? You know, she could just tell. And, oh,
yeah.
you didn't know we're lovers. And,
yeah,
you,
yeah.
you know, he said it again.
Yeah, jokingly.
Exactly. So she knows something's wrong.
Yeah.
Not only that, but they were rapping Spanish to each other.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know that before.
Yeah.
I didn't take him to be Mexican. I didn't.
Me maybe neither.
That's why I
Me
kept
neither,
saying
at all.
Diablo. Because exactly. maybe that's why he was supposed to be.
That's very true. Yeah.
So.
I think what for that
yeah.
point, he was joking with her. She said. You know, total creep meter went off. He's a creep. He's creepy.
Oh, he is. It's
he's
his
making
look.
These little innuendo and stuff. So,
well, it's funny. I told Corinne that
yeah.
exactly that is when he talks to her.
Yeah.
Hola, Rosita.
Yeah.
It's even creepy.
So I think
I was
he,
in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I heard it. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
That guy just gives
to
you the
Spanish
creeps. Yes.
To, I guess, maybe communicate with Rosita a little bit more comfortable.
Correct.
And Rosita just went right back. I mean, just.
She knew.
Oh, yeah. She was
yeah.
weary of that whole situation.
And in this whole exchange of talk, Sadiq has turned.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Because remember, Dante was going to kill. He was gonna kill him. He was like, we opened with Dante not knowing what to do with the body. All of a sudden,
right.
knock at the door. Rosita's there.
Yeah.
So he leaves
there.
So he
there. Didn't have a chance to stab him in the head.
Yeah. So Sadiq is coming back now.
Yes.
And the baby's there.
Yeah. Starts crying. They start boxing.
Wow.
They're fighting.
Yeah.
The baby's now been set down. But because it's screaming,
yeah.
Walker Sadiq goes after the baby. And this is where you know that he was sick.
Yeah.
Because he makes a statement as far as it's okay in nature.
Right.
Parents eat their young.
That's right.
And I was like,
whoa.
He
said that to Rosita.
That's what set her off.
Yeah. And the while Sadiq is going for the baby. And I'm thinking like this in my head, right? It's funny how Walking Dead does this to you.
Yes.
It makes you pause just for a second. Like,
yeah.
are they going to have them eat the baby?
Yeah.
And at first I was like, please do it
because yeah.
that's the show.
Absolutely.
But the second time I'm like, oh no, they can't do
yeah.
that.
Yeah. No, your app does it constantly with us.
Yes.
Oh yeah. my God. Is Glenn dead? No. Oh, well, he should be. Wait, no.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then
exactly.
moments like that. Oh, he's going to eat the baby.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to eat the baby. Wait, what am I saying?
Yeah.
you know?
Because remember they did it. They teased that with Judith back in season 4
yeah.
with the Governor War.
Yes.
With the bloody casket and,
yeah.
and Rick thought the zombies got her.
In yeah, we had that one. We've
right.
also had a one in a bathroom
mm-hmm.
with tiny hands on the wall. And we're like, are we going to see the first baby,
baby zombie? We have
right.
not yet seen a,
no.
a baby zombie.
No. The very first close one was a kid.
Yeah.
And that was episode one.
Right.
And that was the weird times when
right.
she even picks up the teddy bear again and starts
right. yeah, exactly. That's when walkers are totally different than they are today.
Yeah.
I mean, they
yeah.
ran. They almost yeah. communicated. They
And it's still a different
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hey, yeah. it definitely could have been.
Yeah.
You know, it was the start of everything.
But yeah, dude. That baby scene, man. That
She beats the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And knocks him out. And then I thought this was horrible. Even though I don't like Ho-Ass Rosita,
yeah.
that still sucks for her. You just kill baby's daddy.
Yep.
You had to be just the one to do it.
I mean, right then and there, she walks in and sees him as a zombie, and Dante's fighting
yeah.
her, and she puts it all together, and
yeah.
she kicks ass.
Right.
But that emotional damage, I mean, think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Now Sadiq's dead.
No, she's jacked up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Almost ate your baby. Now this guy, he's evil.
Yes.
And now she's got to explain that because she killed him.
Yes.
And now it's like that whole thing. They're putting two together. Remember last episode, we were like, are they going to go business as usual? And maybe Sadiq hung himself because of PTSD.
Right.
Are they going to continue poisoning the what? Nobody knows.
Right.
Because only Sadiq is only know. And yeah, so this thwarted that whole thing.
Yeah. Like you said, there was so much going on.
Yeah.
It throws her into not a funk, but just a... more of a rage. I mean, that was a lot to take in.
Yeah.
This dude's a spy. Oh, my
Everything.
God. He killed Sadiq.
Right then and there.
I almost lost the baby.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's like the last thing you think is your baby daddy
Even
coming
that
out of there.
She then goes outside and starts fighting walkers again
yeah.
and then feels like she can't.
Right.
Lo and behold, here comes Eugene to save her.
Still. Holding on.
Stupid Eugene. And that was a cool scene. They ripped off a biker helmet.
Yeah.
Off of that one,
yeah.
dude.
It almost I forgot his line, but he was just like, yeah, you know, even ripping said heads, ripping off the helmets and stuff. Like, oh, the burnt helmet because
yeah.
it was burnt. I've said it before. Eugene is my spirit animal. He's my spirit animal. But he does get a little bit. He gets a little kissy-kissy action with Rosita later.
well, yeah, because of what had happened and everything and... It kind of even that affects her, too, because then she's like,
yeah.
Eugene saved me.
Yeah.
You know? And this brings them to Father Gabriel,
mm-hmm.
who is just, at this point now, they have gone through and they have taken and they were talking to him. Now, Daryl, everybody's basically aware. Daryl starts beating the shit out of him, wants
yeah.
to talk to him, can't believe it.
Yeah.
And now Father Gabriel has a guilt trip because basically he has been left in charge. And he let him in.
Yeah.
He just, he hears it all and he's like dumbfounded by it. He can't believe it that
yeah.
this has happened.
Yeah. They've captured Dante, put him in the jail, and they're interrogating him.
It's been, well, that was beforehand. And then
yeah.
they throw him in.
Yeah.
And while he's in there, Father Gabriel is messed up so bad that he even goes to the video.
Yeah.
They're still doing Rick's system,
mm-hmm.
which was a cool
videotape,
callback
mm-hmm.
to
Alexandria.
Season 10.
Right.
We have three questions to ask. And
right.
it's Gabriel asking.
Yeah.
And he says about how he has a kid. And he gives he had a whole background story,
mm-hmm.
everything. He came in with another crew
yep.
That walked in. So they're still taking people in.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it answered a lot to show about our group, not just our main.
Right.
But there's still a back scene
right.
going on. So that's how he
yeah.
was let in. It just wasn't a stupid,
just come in,
write
yeah.
in another story.
Exactly.
I mean, no. this Dante compared to the comics is totally different.
Yeah.
And that was cool because that surprised everybody.
Mm.
And again, it puts you on the edge as far as the TV show can do whatever it wants.
Anything it wants. It's all out the window. Like, we reference comic books a lot.
Yeah.
Because it's just the timing of things and how it compares. Like, Negan with the whispers and all that.
It was great. The actor who plays him was on Talking Dead
yes.
after.
Yeah.
And he said he went hard and read all the comics and was, like, great and everything. And then when he had started,
this is what
Nicotero
you're really
going to
do.
had noticed it and said, hold on, break.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
actually pulled him outside off the set and told him,
yeah,
yeah we're not doing that.
Yeah.
And he was like, what?
That's awesome.
yeah. So
all your research is out.
I think it's cool, too, that they even still play it up on the set.
Yeah.
That nobody knows
yeah.
what's going on. Because it's
a
still,
lot of them don't know they're going to die until the day they step on set.
Yeah. That's what they say. They're getting a haircut.
yeah, exactly.
then everybody has a haircut after. It's like,
yeah.
oh, I'm going to die. I just got killed. So we have him, and then, yes, after the beatdown, and now, of course, that just puts Carol over the top.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to go get that bitch.
Yeah.
Basically. And Daryl is kind of like, okay, I guess we have to.
Yeah.
You know, you were right, let's see what we got to do. And but with Dante, now he's in the cell and everything. And then with Father Gabriel going back, watching the video, and he has this feelings, him and Rosita get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And Rosita's basically like, because that's her real man.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as we joke, that is her real man.
Exactly.
And she's like, don't you realize basically what I've been through?
Yeah.
And he's like, don't you realize what I've been through?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have time for your shit, Rosita. Yeah. That's basically what it came down to, and it kind of sucked.
Yeah.
That's what throws Rosita out, off and out there even more.
Right.
Because he kind of was just like, whatever.
Yeah, they both
They had to bury Sadiq,
mm-hmm.
and that was more, it wasn't even heartfelt. Even though Sadiq was new, this was a speech given by Father Gabriel. Everybody was there, stared, and then was gone.
Right.
Nobody, like, only Rosita was there mourning over the dirt that was just been mm-hmm. buried. Father mm-hmm. Gabriel gave the speech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, may you rest in peace, the guy who fucked my lady. But then,
right.
With all that, I think because, again, it just showed more in shock of,
yeah.
we had somebody in our camp who was a whisperer.
Yeah.
And again, they did it again.
Yeah.
So I think it was more emotion of hate than to even have time to feel sorrow.
That's what it was. It was
for Sadiq.
It was too much of a shock, and the pacing of it was too fast for them to like sit back and contemplate what
right.
was going on. They just was like, we have a traitor in our midst. Our doctor's dead. Both of them.
Uh-huh.
You know, like even Gabriel, I mean, they had every right. Gabriel was like, I can't process this right now. And then Rosie was like, you know, I just saw my baby's daddy almost eat my baby.
Yeah.
And you don't care. And
right.
he's like, it's not that I don't care. It's just like, hey.
He throws out, Michonne's gone.
Yeah.
I'm in charge.
Yeah,
let this guy here.
Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah.
So it was cool to see what was going down Alexandria for him to be exposed like that. The death of Sadiq. We got so much answered.
Mm-hmm.
But now Rosita's over the edge. Gabriel's over the edge. Carol's already been there.
Yeah.
So Carol and Daryl are going to go off and try and figure stuff out. And we now have Dante, who's in a cell. And Gabriel, I even said this out loud. I said, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He went in and he unlocked it. And he leaves the lock on and he walks inside the thing.
I know.
And I'm like,
I know. And I'm like, the show doesn't do anything for without a reason.
Yeah.
So.
I'm like, great. Dante's gone. He's going to kill Father Gabriel. Then he's going to warn them. So the Whisperers are going to be one up on us.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Mid-season, right? We're thinking mid-season.
Correct.
Mid-season.
Yeah. And so he's just talking to him. And the first words out of his mouth are, did you even have a son?
Yeah. And just smile. He just, yeah.
Yeah. Man. And he goes, you fully believe? Yeah, you people. And he goes into the Whisperer thing again.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to be here.
Right.
This is all just basically. All Father Gabriel was hearing was wah, wah,
right.
wah, 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 wah.
You see in red.
He pulls out a knife from the bag, dude.
Yeah.
Stabs him in the shoulder.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, I did not see that coming at all. But
Gabriel.
Then I thought, okay, this is how he's going to run out. They get into a fight. He throws him against the wall. He pulls out of his shoulder. He starts shanking him American me style.
He did.
Dude, he just over and over again. I lost count like after six.
Oh, no. He
I mean, he shanked him, dropped to the ground and. That wasn't it. His rage, I've never seen this in Father Gabriel.
No.
And it was.
He was even in shock.
Cool to see the evolution of him
mm-hmm.
because of when the very first time we met him.
Right.
He felt bad.
Running,
he killed his whole congregation for locking them out. Didn't know what was going on.
That character
was so
arc
scared.
Is, right.
It is.
Yeah.
And he gets into this rage again because he feels responsible for Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
This has. I get what Rosita's saying, but this has nothing to do with Rosita or their relationship. You basically killed his brother, like
mm-hmm.
he said, and I'm the one, I'm supposed to be taking Alexandria. Michonne's not even here,
yeah.
and look what happens. This is my fault.
Yeah.
Then he starts stabbing him in the heart.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. It was a major, scene.
The least person that I would thought that would do to go ape like that.
Oh.
You know?
If you would have told me, are you serious?
Yeah, no. Father Gabriel? And,
no, really?
Mr. Righteous over there?
Right, exactly. So it was a very cool arc.
Yeah, it was.
On their end.
Yep.
Now, if we get back to Aaron and what's her name?
Gamma. Yeah.
I always want to say Magda.
I know.
Gamma shows up once again, and Aaron's there to meet her.
Yep.
And she immediately starts saying, is the baby still alive? And he's even throwback. He's like, what?
Yeah.
And she gets into telling him, that's my nephew.
Yeah.
And I want to see him.
Mm-hmm.
And I have information for you. I love how Aaron played it.
Yep.
okay, wow, that sucks, but she wants to see the baby. I don't know.
Right.
I need to know what you have, if it's true, what's going on. Mm-hmm. Do you even understand who you are? And she says, well, I hope so, because you're basically the only family that I have.
Yeah.
And then he even asked her to remove the mask.
Yeah.
And she does.
She does. She removes
it. She looks around, though.
Yep.
She does look behind her and everything, and she removes it and says, I want to see my nephew.
Yeah.
And with that, we do get some info.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's where the herd is.
Yeah. She says Alpha's hoard. She tells him where Alpha's keeping the hoard.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the most important thing. You know,
that's all they need to know, exactly. Because they know they can be taken out, yeah, by all of those walkers.
Yeah.
Even though they don't know that the numbers have diminished from the very first season.
Right, right, right.
Because they couldn't take them all,
right,
that they had before, or they would have been all back.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're rebuilding. They even, yeah, said that.
Yeah.
Well, to our knowledge.
Right.
I mean, they could be somewhere else, and they're still trekking them back, but
over. Not like that first, like I said, with that.
The scene with the, like, with what, 10,000?
Tens of thousands of them. Oh, my God.
That Daryl had said. That,
yeah,
was basically the number he gave.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that, they're going to go out, and they're going to go for it. So, we got Daryl and Carol,
mm-hmm,
obviously. We got Aaron,
mm-hmm,
Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry.
Connie.
Mm-hmm.
And then little Connie. What was her name? Kelly.
Kelly.
Two sisters, right? And Magda?
Yeah.
And that was it, right?
I think Magda was there, and that was it.
That was it?
Yep.
And
that group going to search for the new
They're going to search. They have, yeah, to cross the line.
And they cross it. They cross the picket. They
definitely cross it.
Yep.
And they're going full steam for it, and that's where they are.
Right.
So that leads to that. Now we cut to Michonne on Oceanside.
Yeah. This was a little bit boring to me, this part, Oceanside, and the new character. Continue, because there is an important piece to this, what Oceanside did, and they come across a new character. I forgot his name already. Jason?
Virgil.
Virgil.
Mm-hmm.
Come across Virgil, which Virgil is a stranger that they're accusing him of being, I don't know, a whisper or something, or,
right,
a spy, so they don't trust him, and,
correct,
they capture him.
Because word is out. Word,
yeah,
has gotten out,
yeah,
to the communities immediately,
yeah,
about,
so we get this
Diablo.
Guy, yeah, we get this guy scavenging.
Yeah.
And
but real quick, before,
yeah,
that, before we get into it, there is a very important piece to confirm that Judith is Carl now.
Oh, yes.
So as they're, yeah, riding beforehand, they're in there, and Luke is,
yep,
in the car,
mm-hmm,
and she's basically asking, he's talking about Rachmaninoff.
Yeah.
And his music, his love for music, and this,
yeah,
and that. And then she asks, how do you spell that? And he's like, what? Let me see.
Yeah.
And he gets it, and he's like, what are you doing? She says, I document everything.
Everything.
Everything we've been doing, so in case somebody wants to hear it someday. That's
Carl.
That's totally,
that's
Carl's,
what Carl's
art.
Role was in the comic.
Correct.
And everything.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh!
I thought that was a great nod.
There it is!
Yeah, Judith is the history of the show, or she is the finale.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I'm cool with.
We already aren't hearing that,
yeah,
already, and this is what's being played,
yeah,
out. Not only that, to put that in your mind already, I was telling Corinne of how much I love that little girl in this character. She kicks ass.
Yeah, she does.
She plays it to a T.
Mm-hmm.
She makes you feel for the little girl, and at the same time, she can still cut down a walker,
yeah,
and you're like, yes!
Yeah.
And what she does in this episode,
yeah,
her smart mouth and everything,
mm-hmm,
oh my God, is she Michonne and Rick? Just totally.
Yeah, she's also, this episode also gives Michonne that confidence that, I mean, she already had that buildup,
right,
of like, she can,
you're,
take care of herself,
right,
but,
yeah,
Michonne was like, I could take her on hunts with me at this point,
uh-huh,
after this, you know.
Yeah, oh, what did she say? I need my, she called her something.
Yeah, I forgot.
When they were talking, and,
mm-hmm,
it was cool,
mm-hmm,
and I think that came at that point, so we get that they're going to stop at a library that he knew about, and they're going to,
yeah,
go in there and see. And of course, there was a couple walkers, and,
mm-hmm,
Luke gets trapped, of course, because he just talked about Rachmaninoff, and he found the music notes to,
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
There's one and grabs his ankle, one from behind, and he doesn't know what to do.
He's about to get eaten.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, somebody comes and kills one of them that,
mm-hmm,
he can escape. And he's,
yeah,
like, oh, my God, thank you.
He just,
that,
run,
dude takes off.
Yeah.
But he left his backpack.
Right.
This then comes up as they hit Oceanside, and they're saying the word, hey, what's going on, and blah,
mm-hmm,
blah, blah. They realize that, yes, some of our, I don't want to say alarm, but they're booby traps.
Yeah, they're traps.
You know, they're,
mm-hmm,
booby traps to show everybody that have been dismantled or something's wrong. They've actually gone off.
Right.
So we get to that point, and then a herd, not a herd, a...
like a group of walkers.
More of a group come, and at this time they actually catch the dude who is Virgil. Mm. And that's when Luke realizes, hey, that's the guy who saved me.
Yeah.
But now everybody's on edge.
Yeah. They,
and Michonne doesn't care.
Everybody's a spy because...
Correct.
Word did get back that Dante was a traitor.
Yes.
And Sadiq is dead. And remember, because they keep telling people the news.
Yeah.
What's happening in Alexandria. So word gets back now. It's like they've closed the borders at this point.
Yeah.
You know.
And they
catch this guy. So now we got this other guy running around.
And we're just yelling at him. She's just trying to get, who are you? Where are you from? What do you want? And then, you know, we get this little action scene of them fighting everybody, and they have to, and they don't know. It's still, again, is it whispers?
Right.
Watch your hands. And
yeah, watch your hands. It's still shouting at.
Yeah, everybody's fighting, and we get it. And then we see a scene. He actually breaks free, and he's running and takes off.
Yeah.
And then we see little Judah with her little mini ninja sword.
Yeah, exactly.
Gets him in the leg. He falls to the ground. Stay there.
Yeah.
And then still takes out a walker.
Yeah.
And then yells, Mom!
That's so great.
Mom, he's over here. Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. That was so freaking awesome.
I loved it. Yeah.
I was like, yeah. And they catch him, and she wounded him,
mm-hmm.
but enough she knew exactly what she was doing, and this is what chose Michonne.
Right.
And then so much, the dude is out, and he wakes up, and Judas is reading a book in front of him in a freaking chair. This is the best part that shows her. And he's like, that's my book.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Yeah. And he's like, yes, it is. Put it back. Nope. Just turns to the side, and he's ignoring him and everything. And he goes to lunge at her. She doesn't even flinch.
Yeah.
She moves a little bit more. I mean, almost like a Three Stooges move.
Right,
and, and he falls, and she goes, better watch out. You're going to rip your stitches. I mean, that's it.
It's great.
Now he realizes that these people have fixed him.
Yeah.
I think. That's what was playing in my head.
Yeah.
And when Michonne comes,
he's definitely
what's going
down.
On.
Yeah, exactly. He's calmed down. He's not trusting. We just know is that.
But I think seeing when she says,
yeah,
you're going to rip your stitches, and he actually looks down like,
yeah, you fix me. Yeah.
Right, yeah. I think he gets a little bit more. He's on edge, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he says, I want my backpack. No, you can't. And now we get a discussion between them. And he makes some callback, basically almost calls back to both Rick and, what's his name? The son.
Carl. Yeah.
Of words that he says.
Right.
Almost that I thought, and so did Corinne, is he's going to say Rick's name.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to say Rick's name. Like, this dude knows where Rick is.
Yeah.
Because we're still hanging on that every episode.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When are we going to find out?
Wouldn't that have been a revelation right there?
Yeah.
And see Michonne's eyes just like, why not, man?
Well, you kind of did. Yeah. But almost, it was more than sorrow.
It was like what he reminded her of Rick.
And of what, people and what to do and why and everything. Mm-hmm. Now, she calms down herself.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, yeah, you know what. And, of course, Judith is full-blown behind her.
Yeah.
And then she learns, and this dude says that he's from an island,
mm-hmm.
and he was coming. He had to come for supplies and stuff for his kids, and that's why I was grabbing the book.
Yeah,
and he says that it's just them,
him and his family,
and that's it,
wife and daughter, I believe. It was,
And then while being there, he overhears of what's going on, and he says, "So you're in the middle of war? You need help?
Yeah,
I can help you.
Yeah,
but I need this stuff that I have, and I need to get back.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to take a boat. Sorry, but I can't.
Yeah."
So this is where Michonne explains, well, what do you have? And this guy says that he's on a naval base.
He's on a naval base, so they obviously have weapons. Like,
exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, whoa, what? Now, I guess to people going around the internet, I guess what he says is real, and it's like one of those Area 51 areas, but not so much.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a real area that was concealed back in the day, and people don't know where it is.
Yeah.
So the name was real that he mentioned.
Gotcha.
Devil something or something like that.
Yeah, it was some island. Devil something.
And it was cool because I saw the chatter going around on you know, feeds and everything.
Yeah.
And people were mentioning that. Well, how cool is that? That is. And that's not so much a controversy or anything like that, but it was true.
Yeah.
And so this plays into our story very well because, like you said, what could he have there?
Right.
If he's the only one there and he knows how to get there, obviously, because he even throwed it out. He said it's going to be 2 days to get there.
Yeah, 2 days to get there.
And you can take whatever you want.
Exactly.
I want to go back.
And that's what spawns Michonne to be like, well, we're going to need these to fight Alpha and the Horde.
Exactly.
You know, we're going to need it.
Instead of everything that's going on, because she's now feeling bad. Should I go back? Should I whatever?
Right.
This is where she's basically saying, Mom, we're good.
Yeah.
Go. He definitely confides in her and feels it and is like, you know what? You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go. And that's the last that we see of Michonne is there on a boat. Now, I think they kind of tried to show us a time jump because then it was like day and they're in the middle of the ocean.
Right.
And they gave us that shot.
Right.
I don't think a lot of people figured that out because I think then when we come back, we're just going to be there.
Yeah.
I don't think there's no need to tell or show.
They can just come back and they have weapons. You know, they don't.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I think that's what it was.
Yeah, sure.
Why we got a whole new character when he then says, you know, my name's Virgil.
Right, right.
And like that and tells that he's there and why.
Mm-hmm.
That is one, yeah, I don't understand.
No, not yet.
This is out of anywhere. So does this play into the movie? Does this play into the new TV series,
mm-hmm.
which we also have to talk about because that was shown during the commercials. I thought it was a video game.
Me too. I was like, what is this?
And I thought it was a video game commercial.
The Commonwealth. I mean, it looked like a series of the progress. Oh, man.
Yeah. And I'm just like, whoa, Walking Dead.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I had to wait for it all over again because I totally missed it. I did. I thought it was a video game.
Yeah. So, you never know anymore at these commercials.
I don't know. I'm going to kind of go with maybe it's going to play into that. You know, maybe he's the caretaker of the island.
Well,
only because of when we get into Fear.
Yeah.
When what's her name? Find her girlfriend for a day.
Yeah.
And she said, well, we make drops at the top of the mountains.
Right.
And they have a system.
Right.
Nobody's there guarding it or anything.
If we're getting going fast forward and the Commonwealth is communicating by helicopters and his naval base has helicopter pads, I mean, they're not going to not miss this.
Correct.
You know, Georgie.
Right, yes.
She knows, if anything, like, and maybe that, maybe he is lying. It's not just him and his, you know,
family.
Maybe it is a community we're going to see.
More of them? I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I can only see it play out as he's supposed to watch over things there.
Yeah.
Nobody knows where it is.
Yeah.
Maybe he's worked on the base.
Desperate and he had to get off the island for supplies and this all kind of mishap to happen, you know, because they weren't going to let him go.
Yeah, they didn't make their regular drop.
Yeah, because they were not letting him go, so he had to, you know.
Do something. Yeah. And he doesn't care what they take.
Yeah, and remember, Georgie, if he is part of that, they are not a savior group. They are not a governor group. They are, you know, building a new...
No, it was the key, what was the book called? The Key to the World, right?
Yeah.
Key to the New World or
something? And that's what plays off the new show.
Right.
But that's... He would help them with weapons.
Yes.
He would help fight...
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not that selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I don't know. Another thing, too, is I just imagine when he says naval base and take whatever, I imagine you come back in a battleship... And they're, like, reading coordinates like Eugene does because they know exactly where it is and this big cannon's going to fire off.
Six, the 9-inch guns.
Yeah.
And
all we see it.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, that's Whisper War. All right. Like, took them all out.
Wait a second. Is this where the satellite really comes into play?
I don't know. It's funny because.
That's funny shit.
I'm trying to figure out how this comes into play.
Yeah.
Because it is really kind of out there.
Yeah.
And totally new. Nobody knows. This isn't part of the comics. This isn't.
No, this is all new
nothing.
Plot right. line, storyline that's
right.
going through.
So that was cool.
Yeah.
But that's where we end with them.
Yeah.
Now, right? Am I missing anybody else? We didn't see nothing from
Hilltop. That's it. Nothing from Negan, nothing from the Whispers, and nothing from Hilltop.
Right.
Yeah. It was just these three. Well, the next one here, what we got into with those Carol's and Daryl's group going to find the Horde.
When they're on the run for the secret location and they're... They show up to the first spot, and they're going, and before that, Carol is still out of it, and Daryl, it's funny because it is a progression of Daryl. I think it was just too fast for me. That's why I keep laughing at it.
Sure, sure.
You know, like I said, last time he was talking to him, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
And then that's when he's like, hey, and he stops her, but it kind of gave us an answer, too.
Yeah.
She almost went into a bear trap. She almost lost her leg.
Yeah, because
she's not paying attention.
Right. She's unfocused. She's too...
And he called her out on her shit.
Yeah.
And she said again, and he goes, you haven't been the same.
Yeah.
You haven't said shit, and you're supposed to tell me.
Right.
I thought that was so meaningful and so great.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the whole best friend thing.
Yeah.
I'm the one you tell.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he said, and you said you're not.
Yeah. She's not focused
You haven't been the same. Look at what you're doing. something's going to happen. Get your shit together.
Yeah, because she almost ended, she almost got, you know, got caught in a bear trap and
Done all this running, the whole firing of the gun.
Right.
Like you said, the moment you've
been very
off,
careless, yeah,
off that boat, you haven't.
Right.
You're still on that boat.
Yeah.
And you're just running around here.
Yeah.
He was hurt.
That was a good moment between the two and him calling her on shit, because I'm sitting there going like, yeah, she's being too careless that I'm getting pissed at. I'm getting pissed at the character.
Yeah, and we're
like,
all,
tell her. Yeah. Kiss her.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. And we see that, but unfortunately, she still fucks up.
Yeah.
Bad. So they get to the first spot it's supposed to be, and there's nothing.
Yeah.
We see an open field.
Mm-hmm. Where they would have been.
And Aaron wants to believe so much.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, look, I believe her.
Yeah.
This is her only family, she says, and maybe they just moved it.
Yeah.
Maybe something.
They were all pissed off and running away and like, oh, this isn't the spot. She lied to us. And
they
Aaron's,
were mad.
And Aaron's like, they could have, this doesn't mean anything. Okay, so they're not here, but this, they could have been here.
Yeah.
Maybe they just moved them somewhere else. Like,
and they don't know what to do. And I'm kind of with Aaron.
Yeah.
I do think
Gamma
was telling the truth.
I think Gamma's totally turned.
But Alpha could be playing it. Alpha could have said that information and known what was going on, seen what
was
going
Alpha
on with
Gamma.
Alpha
sees a weakness in everybody.
No, well, she saw her kill the walker.
Right.
When she cried and found out,
mm-hmm.
and she came back, and then she had to throw on her mask, and she couldn't. She killed that one. Then she turns around,
and
she's
sent
right there,
Gamma
started whipping her.
Yeah, and sent Gamma to get information back and forth, so
and said,
who knows what. You know, I mean,
and I'm sorry with the reveal and her killing her own sister.
Yeah.
At this point, I do believe her.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a setup.
No.
I
think Alpha moved it.
I do, and I'm with Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's just a little bit too flustered.
Yeah.
Right now to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So much that everybody's looking around. They're trying to talk, and they're, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Basically, moment. And Carol sees Alpha.
Yeah.
Again. And stares her, and this time goes after her.
Yeah.
And Alpha knows it and runs into what looks like a cave.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, one after the other. Daryl's like, what the hell is everybody doing? They even run into some walkers that they just killed, and they're trying to get that done. And, oh, my God, it was just such a scene. And I'm like, what is everybody doing? It was like a Scooby-Doo movie.
Yeah, it was.
Because he knew. What are you doing?
You know, you're sitting there thinking, this is not going to end well.
No.
I mean,
yeah.
We've been watching the show for 10 years.
Yeah.
It's not going to.
And Daryl walks in, and what happens? We hear the crash. Boof. And we see him roll down the side of a cliff, and there was everybody, too. This is what I didn't get.
Yeah.
Did everybody fall at the same time?
Or just one at a time?
Or was there a hole?
It just kept
I didn't. Right.
Yeah, they just kept
we heard the noise
the
like if
thing.
Something fell,
right.
But was that everybody else falling?
I think so.
I really didn't get it. Like you said, so I think it was everybody one at a time.
Yeah.
And just went down.
In the dark.
Well, and I don't, this is another thing. I think it's a trap.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a horde.
No.
It was too little. There's a lot there.
There's a lot there.
Well, just because he says to Carol, he's pissed now.
Yeah.
He says, you were looking for it. Here it is.
Right. It could have been like, We don't know. We didn't see the broad how big this cave is or if
no,
that is a
we
horde.
Didn't, but they're all reaching. And, of course, they're on a stoop kind of level, rock level cliff that they can't reach them.
Yeah.
But they are all around them.
Yep.
And now they're stuck. And everybody's basically pissed at Carol.
Yeah.
But that's what we see. So,
and Alpha led them in that.
Oh, yeah.
Totally trapped them.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%.
Yeah. It's funny because I was waiting just for like a very cartoony laugh from her, like to end it up top,
yes,
you know, with the candle lit on her face.
Yeah, that would have been.
And then blows it out.
Exactly.
And then it was our credits roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what we got.
And that was it.
That was our cliffhanger, because what's going to happen to our group now?
Yeah.
I thought it was cool how we had everybody from somewhere.
Yeah.
In that group, too.
So the communities
are going to have to come together.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When you have one from each group or that melee of some, I think we're going to come back and they're going to escape, but not all of them.
Okay.
I think Jerry's gone.
You think Jerry's going to die?
I do. I think one of the sisters are gone.
Okay.
Maybe not Kelly.
I want it to be Kelly. I'm
yeah.
sorry. I want
if
Connie,
I had to choose
I want Connie and Daryl to happen.
Yeah, exactly. It's going
to
be one of the sisters. Might be Magda, and maybe Aaron. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I'm just thinking this trap and the way it's set up, because they threw in some names there, but not like these overpowering names.
Correct, yeah.
Jerry would be our heartstring kill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because everybody loves Jerry.
And Kelly or what's her name? Connie.
Yeah.
That would be a heartstring kill. And Aaron, honestly. That's what Walking Dead does. Nobody's safe.
I want
to
see.
There's no reason for Jerry to be there
no.
in that group.
Well, when they showed this group that I was going after, I'm like, how did everybody get here?
Well, exactly.
Because they didn't say that part. I'm thinking. It was just a.
But Jerry's got a family. He's got an important role. He's got kids and stuff. Why would he be crossing the border?
It should have been the King.
Yeah, it should have. Yeah.
And
exactly.
It should have been Jerry. No, let me go with you, King. And the King saying exactly what we just said.
Right.
No, Jerry, you have a family.
Yeah.
This could be dangerous.
Think
go
about
back
it.
And take over.
Think
and
about it. Jerry is the heartstring kill
yeah.
that they're going to give us. Watch.
Oh, damn.
Because there's no reason for him to be there. To cross the Whisperer's border?
Yeah.
No. That's
yeah.
putting yourself
yeah.
as a one-way
He's only supposed to be there to protect the King.
Exactly.
Not unless we get a shot of the King getting really depressed because he says, go watch Carol for me.
Yeah. Yeah,
and Jerry does end up dead. Oh,
exactly. I'm telling
man.
You that when I saw that, I was like, "What's Jerry doing? This? Why is he with
yeah.
this group? He's not supposed to be here because they know that they can get killed. Go in there. They all knew.
Right.
They're leaving nothing behind. You know what I mean? Like
right.
they're there to find Alpha's horde and expose it and find a plan to destroy it.
I think what they said they were going to burn it.
Yeah, something like they were.
Right?
Yeah,
I think
they were
going to burn it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, oh man.
So I'm sitting there going, like, man, why is Jerry there?
But that was
Jerry.
Our cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Our death was Dante
in the beginning.
Nothing else, mm-hmm. and it was just showing what's
more
going
revelations
on. Michonne's,
and more.
Michonne's gone.
Well, what they're doing is setting up the
Correct.
Next half.
Yeah.
Michonne can have weapons to fight the Horde.
Yes.
We
our people need help though.
Yeah. Alpha knows that they cross the border again. That's just. I think she's taunting them so bad to
and I don't even think
go
them,
to war.
I think she just loves taunting Carol now.
Yeah, well,
I think she knows that's
now
who
she
can make her plan work.
Well, she can come back and go, you guys, you're here in my land. We're going to kill you now.
Yeah.
That's what Alpha wants.
Yeah.
You know, no matter she, you know, this whole speech about nature and how, you know, animalistic
yeah.
things. She's deliberately taunting these people.
Yeah.
And now she's got them on their side on the border. So now she could go to war.
Yeah,
it's like justification for Alpha has always from the beginning had justification for war. You kidnapped my daughter. You went to our lands.
Right.
We're taking your lands. You went to our lands again
to keep showing her people
exactly.
her rules and
now,
reasoning.
Now she's poisoning. Yeah, she's
right.
poisoning them.
Right.
She's sending spies. All these things, but she's like, no, I've got all of the momentum on my side.
Do you think Beta knows?
Yeah, Beta knows everything.
You think?
Yeah,
I'm gonna say no.
Beta
I think
about,
that's still gonna drive the spies.
Ooh, the spies. Yeah, I think he knows it, and I think he's disagreeing with everything that she's doing because...
Oh, just more pushing him away.
Yeah.
Anyway. See, and I thought there was going to be a reveal, and that's even more. Like, you did what? We don't do that.
Yeah.
Why didn't we just take these people out?
And then Negan... See, we didn't get anything Negan
no.
in this either.
No.
And that's important, too, when we come back.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Because what is he going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we come back February.
Yes.
The end of February.
Yes.
I think it was like 22nd mm-hmm. or something like that. That's when
we got
back.
A little ways to go.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, this new series.
Which we saw a commercial for. I can't even remember the name of it. It starts out with a bunch of kids. And I think this was the one they revealed at Comic-Con. And I think they were hiding it more by just saying it was from a kid's perspective.
Right.
And basically it's not. It's from day one about these kids.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, we see the three rings on the helicopter. We've seen helicopter flying. We see the black suits
yes.
that we saw from Fear.
Yes.
The Walking Dead. And they're all gunned up and taken mm-hmm. out. Basically, they're in black. And this could be the difference is because we know what are they called? The other group? The huge group?
The Commonwealth?
The Commonwealth
yeah.
is in white.
Right.
So maybe that could be our difference of, no, the TV show, they wear black.
Could be,
Commonwealth
or
was white.
This is the beginnings of it.
Oh, the very beginning,
yeah.
right. Because that wasn't Georgie.
No,
but we get another girl who looks like Georgie.
Correct. It was that coming off as that ambassador.
Glasses
for,
and her yes. coat. She had on a coat
yeah.
and that had the three rings mm-hmm. and she was staring. And then it was just,
yeah.
wow.
This is great.
It was crazy. And
this
I was
is
like,
the series I'm like, after that reveal, because again, remember, we thought it was a video game ad.
Yeah.
And we're like, what is this? What is this? And I saw that helicopter dropping and the guys get out.
Correct.
And I saw the Georgie 2.0 or whatever. And I was like, oh my God, we're actually getting a series of the future.
Correct.
Into the Commonwealth, which that can tie in Rick because he flew off in a helicopter.
Yeah. And I think then our Walking Dead could end.
Yes.
Just end, but here's a way to continue on Commonwealth story or what's going on there.
It's gotta integrate somehow. Okay, my thinking is this: you have Fear might be coming to an end, but I think whoever the cast of Fear is going to end up joining Walking Dead.
Uh huh.
Now, when we get our Rick movies,
yeah,
and we get our new series, the new series is introducing the actual final moments of the comic book.
Yeah.
Or leading into the Commonwealth, because the Commonwealth is the end-all, be-all. This is the new land. This is the new world.
Yes.
And Rick's movie is supposed to tie in that. And I think we'll get that time jump where Judith is older.
Okay.
You know, with that Rick role and stuff, and or the Carl role. Which, to me, it's like a very perfect way of ending things. By adding more, a lot more.
You can't I think it. It's also cool that we're going to basically beyond the comic book.
Yeah.
I mean, because the comic book has ended.
Yeah.
So we know the show's going to end, but here's a whole new twist, like you're saying, to show everything, to continue everything. And certain people could go on. Certain things could happen.
Yeah.
And that's
this is why I think this season this is why I think they're going to wrap up the Whisper War with this season. And the next season, season 11, Maggie's supposed to come back. And
correct.
We know where she's been this whole time.
Yeah.
So that's going to set up the groups leaving.
Yes.
Their thing after all the wars and everything and sending we're at this new dawn of age.
Yeah.
And I think that's where you'll get your reunion with Rick.
Okay.
I don't know who's going to survive, though.
Yeah.
That's
the hard part.
That's the whole thing. It's like, I don't know if people, you know, again, I know who survives in the comic book and who goes off and does their thing. But one of the scary moments is like, is Michonne even going to survive?
Right.
Because she's supposed to be leaving the show, isn't she?
Right.
You know? And
So I don't think we'll ever get a Rick and Michonne reunion.
No. And that, like I said, and that might be that missing point where she's off and then Rick comes back and they never had that.
Not only that, not to sound like a dick, but I could even go with her hearing something on the radio and we know it's Rick's voice.
Yeah.
And her tripping out and then she dies.
Yeah.
Like,
just to know.
Getting, right, correct. Yeah. You know what I mean? And something happened and then she died like... Oh, well, at least she knew.
Yeah.
You know? And Judith will be the one to tell.
It's got to end. It's got to end the way the comic book ended.
Mom still loved you. Never got with anybody else. That was Rosita. She was a hoe. And then
She almost got with the king.
Yeah.
But then he has this growth on his neck. And it was kind of grossing
her out.
It
was gross. And then Rosita and Rick end up. That's how the show ends.
Rosita just works her way around every camp.
Yeah.
Even Oceanside, which is cool.
Yeah, that's all right. It's fine.
Perfectly normal. Perfectly
so we'll have to see how it's going to play out. I mean, we just know the war is there, but like we said, there wasn't a huge anything.
There wasn't any aha moments.
I'm fine with it.
I'm okay with these type of things, you know, because Walking Dead is taken years off my life because of stress and a lot of emotions that I'm okay sometimes with just being...
Season 10, episode 8.
Yeah.
Still getting into this and talking about it.
Yeah,
so,
I'm okay with a little bit of a lull.
Right.
But it's still a buildup, right? They didn't take away from the buildup at all.
It's still been a solid season.
Yeah, it's still a powder cake.
I wasn't mad at it at all.
Saviors thing. They did a whole half season of the collecting and everything, and then they came back with the Savior War, which was like 2-3 episodes. So
and that was it.
Yeah. Right. So I think they have that formula with this one also.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see what they change about it.
Yeah.
But it's still fun.
So thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back in February, hopefully to wrap this up and get into an exciting Whisper of War and a whole bunch of oh shit moments.
Yes.
I really, really hope so.
They're coming.
And Marco, again, thank you very much for coming and helping.
My pleasure.
And where can we find Darth Moocher?
Well, here, we'll see what the future of Podcasting Dead comes if Rich comes back. But I'm always happy to help out.
I think he's basically going to be fired. I don't know.
Rich who?
Yeah.
Also, if you love talking Star Wars, check out Sarlacc Digest, Sarlacc.
Have you guys been talking about a lot of things?
There's some rumblings of
Star Wars.
Star Wars
been in the news?
It's a little bit. Very little.
That's
it's
crazy.
It's very, you know, man, I don't even know there's anything to talk about. But we're going to try.
The war's in a long time.
Exactly.
I have it.
So you can find me and the rest of the crew on the Sarlacc Digest on our individual feed, plus on rawlifepod.com. And also, Who Will Survive Horror podcast with myself and Paul Stevenson on our individual feeds and on rawlifepod.com.
Thanks, guys, for listening. Be sure and check out The Fallen Fett on Toymigos with Cheney 180, 80s Baby, Sergeant Bananas. We've also had Gil guest spot on there. We're on a little bit of a hiatus right now, but we will be back. But please stay tuned to all of our pages, Facebook, Instagram, where Dario is holding it down for all your toys news, sales, pre-orders, very exciting stuff going on. We know that YouTube is kind of in a limbo spot with a lot of people right now on all the rules going on. So just stick to our feeds and we'll try and keep you updated. Message us if you have any questions or if you need anything. But they're not dolls. Hopefully we'll be back someday. Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. And then check me out also on the Sarlacc Digest. Got a lot of stuff going on. It's so close. Time has just jumped. We're here at December.
Yeah,
movie is just days away.
I
Mandalorian has brought so many people into the fandom.
Yeah.
It's insane. I have people at work talking to me about me, and I'm like, why are you talking to me?
Yeah.
You know, you laughed at me last year.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
I was in the stall with my feet up.
You can't be
when you were making fun of me. I heard you, asshole.
You can't be cool now.
And now you want to know who this little baby is?
Right, right.
Bend over. I'll show you where to put him. And then... you can catch me and Evil Diva on How We Do Disney. Basically, our podcast rolls at the end of Sarlacc Digest. We let you know all the Disney news
right.
and everything that's going on there. But hopefully one day we can get a laptop and get our show going.
Hell yeah.
And that's very exciting. We're coming up this weekend to the Sarlacc invasion at Black Spire Outpost.
Yes. Meetup / invasion. Just... Man, it's going to be so good.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. So stay tuned to all of our stuff, Toymigos, Raw Live Unedited, The Podcasting Dead, The Sarlacc Digest, How We Do Disney, The Fallen Fett, Evil Diva, on everything. Thanks for listening. Peace. Stay dead. We need an outro.
Yeah, you need some sort of like, you know, Scott always says, keep it nerdy.
I don't know.
Interpret that. We'll play it backwards. Maybe
we can whistle.
Something.
We can always use a Negan whistle.
I can't whistle. That works.